Ryan King joins us fresh off a victory, not only over the Hamilton Tiger-Cats, but also over his brother. Ryan, how you doing?
Good, buddy. You?
Good. How the bragging rights? When is it too soon to talk to your brother or make jokes about beating his team? Like, is it 24 hours? Is it 72? How long does that work?
I don't know. We were talking about it right after the game on the field. I told him that I was, because we were tied 1-1 going into this game. So this is a big one. I got the bragging rights for till we play again. So it's good.
Do your parents, do they have like half jerseys of half Hamilton, half Edmonton, and then say King on the back? Is that right?
Yes, they do. We got split jerseys made for him in Neil's first year, I guess last year.
Okay.
Due to the, you know, when we play each other, I say you can't wear a Hamilton jersey, and Neil says you can't wear an Eskimo jersey. So we split them down the middle and got a seamstress to sew them back up, and problem solved.
Well, kids always joke who's the favorite to each respective parent in the household. So, like, are you dad or mom's favorite?
I don't know. I would say mom, maybe. That's the house that I lived at, and she took care of me so well. So I think I have to say my mom. But me and my dad are tight. I don't know.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about having Matt Nichols now as the regular holder. You know, you guys had him before, then he was injured. Then, of course, last year went through a few different holders. How much easier does that make the transition for field goals, having the regular guy all the time for you?
Well, and especially Matt Nichols, too. He's mastered the art of pinning. And really, you know, when I look at a field goal unit, I that is what I think one of the bigger parts of it. And he does it with such confidence and such ease, and he takes control of the huddle. And you know, really, it's his show, not even Shaw's. So it's he's a true pro at it. And you know, like you said, having someone that I know is going to catch every snap basically that I send at him is allows me to play confident as well too. So when me and the pinner are working well, it's pretty easy for the kicker to hit his kicks.
When when they called the fake field goal, do you snap the ball exactly the same, or do you take something off so it's easier for him to get it and then he's going to do it, or would that give it away?
No, I it's definitely a repetition thing on field goal, and I got to get it into his hands the same, try to make it all look exactly the same when we're running fakes. So everything from the snap to the catch is always the start of either a field goal or a fake for sure.
Okay. Ryan King joins us from the Edmonton Eskimos, taking on the Red Blacks on Friday night. Eskimos 2-0. Looking to go 3-0. When the fake's a direct snap for on the punt team, right? If you're going to do a direct snap, let's say to Pat White at the up back position, for example, how do you have to alter that? Because that's a significant difference on where you're snapping it to him compared to where you'd be snapping it back to Shaw.
To a certain degree, I guess. It's, you know, your up backs, if you ever were to do that, they're only 5 yards away from you. So it's actually a pretty easy process to do. I just got to, you know, basically, I guess, disguise like I'm going to snap it deep, obviously, because I'm not at that time. So that would be more of the challenging part, I think, than the actual snap. The snap is that's the easiest of all three. Would be just a little flip to the up back. That's
even though,
you know, almost just like a center snap, you know.
Even though they're off to the right or left a little bit.
Yeah, I look when I snap right, so I can see.
Okay.
I can see everyone back there. Like when it's really loud, like we have signals to give to me to snap it. Like we're ready when we can't hear each other talk on the field. You know, sometimes on the road you can't hear the calls, the ready calls. So we have signals that I see them signal me, and then we go that way. Right. Sometimes you have to adjust a bit.
Okay. Ryan King joins us. Now, Ryan, you and Grant Shaw, of course, trained together in the offseason, snapping and kicking and working out and everything. Do you guys talk in game? Like if he misses a field goal, do you ever say anything to him about, hey, you know, I think this or that, or do you guys talk, was the snap off or anything? Like, was there anything when he missed those two field goals, 37 and 38 yards, was there anything in the snap or the hold? Was anything off as far as the sequence goes?
No, from film they look good. It's just what happens. And your question, do we talk about it in games? I don't even think we do. Like me and Maddie, you know, we'll look, nod, and you know, you miss the kick, we're gonna have to do another one right away here. So we are very well trained that, you know, you act now and you watch it later, right?
Okay.
We have to still go out and perform and you know, there's definitely no loss of composure if you miss a field goal, I can assure you. You know, we're very calm, collective on the sideline. We've been doing it now for, you know, a while. So we kind of understand what it feels like, you know, to hit and miss. And it's just you got to get out there and do the next one. It's all about the next kick.
Talk about your new special teams coach, Mr. Dickinson, a former kicker himself, and you know, how he's really changed a lot of the attitude as far as how you guys approach special teams.
Yeah, Coach Dickinson has been a treat for us. He is, from day one, has bonded very well with me and Grant and Hugh, and he is a very good specialist himself, so he understands when we talk. You know, I guess you could say specialist talk. That's a key thing when I think it comes to our kicking unit, because we're all kind of hybrid other position players growing up, right? So we never really, you know, we're taught the mental side of the game before we both started kicking and snapping. So being able to have him to voice our talk to and our concerns, it's great to have someone that you can listen and give you, a real – coached answer. So it's helped out a lot.
Your responsibilities, have they changed on punt cover?
Not exactly. Like, you know, I still obviously number one priority is to snap perfect snap every time. Mm-hmm. My downfield coverage, yeah, we change it on game-to-game basis. And, you know, sometimes I can shoot it. Sometimes I got to play field. You know, sometimes I got to play the boundary. It's, every game is different with our teams, and that's the good thing about our team, special teams, is because it's very hard to, you know, pick up what we're trying to do or what our plan is. And we have some really good athletes that are really into our unit. So it's a lot of fun to be able to kind of, you know, disguise what we're trying to do all the time.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems that there's, you know, a little bit more cloak and dagger going on special teams. A lot of guys, you know, you don't necessarily always stay in one lane sometimes. Guys will get different assignments.
Yeah, and things happen in games too. You know, sometimes I'll be running down with the guy on my right all game, and then all of a sudden one game he's not there anymore, and you got to kind of fill in on his lane. So, and that just comes with having the same unit out there all the time. So since day one, basically, we've had our starting unit on punt out there, and, you know, now you're able to communicate downfield when we're running downfield, you know, go or stay or right or left. So the more you can kind of play with these guys and be in game situations, the better we come as a unit.
Ryan King, long snapper for the Eskimos, joins us. Ryan, it's only been a few weeks now, and obviously it's a way better start than what you guys had last year. You're already halfway to the win totals from last season, feeling better about yourself. What is the biggest difference you've noticed that Coach Jones has added to your team mentally?
I think, from day one, Coach Jones has come in and he's had, you know, the attitude that we're going to be the bigger, the stronger, the faster team on game day. And I think that really bought in for our team. We have a lot of, like, blue-collar guys that, you know, really, really do bring lunch boxes to work every day, you know. So it's we have a work hard unit and just allowing, you know, having Coach Jones basically say, I'm okay with you making a mistake. I just want you running faster than the guy next to you, you know. So he allows us to be pros and to do what we do. At the same time, while putting us in systems that allow us to perform the best. So I think he's even as a first-time coach, he is. There's no doubt in my mind he's going to be a head coach in professional football for a long time. He is, has been great to be a part of this even in his first year.
I've been watching practice for over a decade now, and Jones's practices are very intense. Even the walkthrough on the day before the game is longer and a lot more concise and not there's no real standing around at Jones's practices. Do you feel that come game day, that's almost a breather compared to practice for you?
Yeah, there's no question about it, and I think that's been his idea. He spoke about that from day one of training camp, is that we're gonna, you know, have the hardest training camp, you know, we've all been a part of, and it's going to pay off when it comes to season. And I think that showed in our first two games in the fourth quarter. Our offense and defense were flying around like it was the first quarter of the game. So when we have the ability as a team to be able to be fresh and fly around on every snap of a football game, as long as things go the right way, you know, you should be coming out with wins. So that's been his attitude from day one. And I know, like I said, from the guys in our locker room and being around these guys on a, you know, almost a yearly basis, that's perfect for our team. That's what that's how, we will succeed because of that attitude and that philosophy in our locker room.
What do you know about the Red Blacks? Anything unique they do on special teams?
You know, they're a veteran team. They have, like, Ottawa's going to be a really good football team this year. I was actually, you know, now that I sat down and I broke the film down, you're picking out guys that you know all over the place. So, and guys that I didn't even really remember that were even there. So they have a big veteran presence, and, you know, they like to play, you know, line up and hit hard football. So it's going to be a fun one to have them come into our stadium and you know, let us show them what kind of football we like to play.
Well, Ryan, continued success. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Gregor.